U.S. greater than meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop News. Adorable Thai grandpa uses signboard to find his grandchild among masked students. Oku grab rider's motor gets stolen, netizens raise funds and find his bike for him. The Tablai cluster, how the biggest COVID-19 cluster in Malaysia started and ended in 4 months. Video, motorcyclist in KL gets angry and throws punches after another rider almost knocks him. Visitors at Bukit Kiara are pooping and leaving tissue on the hiking trails, TRAKS releases PSA. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop. Meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. 11 things that only interns will relate to during their internship journey. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the fur kids' medical bills. People Features Lifestyle, Desaru Water Theme Park reopens with a buy one free one ticket promotion. Fireflies dance alone as annual festival in Japan gets cancelled due to COVID-19. Looking for a relaxing staycation near KL? This hotel might be for you. You can now make your own steamboat with Family Mart's DIY combo. Wab tries, we bought a pan of fudgy brownies for only RM50 and it was so worth it. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these 4 accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, Black Lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Following your dreams isn't exactly the easiest thing to do when you're in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. But that didn't stop corporate woman turned polymer jeweler, Wiki Fong, from pursuing her passion. Recently, World of Buzz was given the opportunity to interview Wiki, a woman who quit her stable corporate job as a finance manager right before the MCO to fully invest in her own online jewelry business, Miss Dainty Co. Here's the story of how she did it. A successful corporate woman, while Wiki is currently a creative entrepreneur who loves what she does, she admits that it wasn't always this way. Her previous job in corporate gave her stability but not without sacrifice. I was quite successful in the corporate world and was promoted to finance manager within 5 years in the company. However, we all know that the higher you climb the corporate ladder, the greater the responsibilities. Quote, Wiki posing with her collection of food paperclips. The determined businesswoman said she often had to sacrifice time with her family due to work obligations. I worked very long hours in the office, especially in the last few months before I quit. I go home at 9:10 p.m. on weekdays, sacrificing my weekends and time spent with my family eventually took a toll on me. There was one particular night when I was on my way home from the office, I got into a minor accident because I was too lethargic to drive. But the accident turned out to be the wake-up call that Wiki needed to quit her job and start pursuing a career in something she was truly passionate for. Starting a business during MCO. While Wiki started Miss Dainty Co. back in December 2015, she did it as a side hustle on top of her corporate day job. She only truly allowed herself to pursue her passion project fully after leaving her job in February 2020, right before the MCO. Wiki in her studio, doing what she does best. Talk about timing, I quit my corporate job before our government imposed the MCO. So I started my business only during the MCO period. With so many companies going out of business during this time, we wondered how Wiki managed to keep her new business afloat. I faced a big challenge in the beginning as I no longer had the luxury of receiving a fixed monthly income, even though my monthly commitments still continued. It also took time to reintroduce my products back to Malaysians and grow again. However, instead of seeing the MCO as a setback, Wiki used it to her advantage. I thought it was a good opportunity since everybody is using online social apps more to stay connected. I took up some online courses to learn about digital advertising to reach a bigger audience in Malaysia. Sesame Street paper clips. When asked for advice on what small business owners could do to survive through difficult economic periods like these, Wiki said, "Continue to upskill yourself to stay relevant and adapt in this ever-changing environment. Resiliency is the key. There are so many online courses that are easily accessible now." Miss Dainty Co., Polymer Clay Jewelry. Some of you may be wondering what makes Miss Dainty Co. different from every other online jewelry store. Well, for starters, all of their products are designed using environmentally friendly polymer clay. Wiki said she first discovered the material back in 2015. "I came across a very cute pair of polymer clay earrings online, Etsy. At that time, that earring design was only available in the US, so it was very expensive to get it considering the currency exchange rate and shipping fee. However, she soon discovered that polymer clay pieces of jewelry were actually handmade. Succulent series paper clips. Then, it got me thinking, why don't I try making the earrings myself, instead of buying them? So, I started watching video tutorials in YouTube and bought myself a polymer clay starter kit locally. Soon enough, sculpting and molding her own creations became a hobby, which led to the start of her side business. When I started wearing my own creations to go out, my family suggested to put them up online to see whether other Malaysians would like it. That's how I grew my hobby into a business by starting Miss Dainty Co. Festive and custom-made designs. When asked about what made her business stand out from the rest, Wiki said, "I think what makes mine different from the rest is the custom-made service I provide to my customers. My earrings and paper clips are made to order basis, which means a customer can ask for a special request on the specific designs they want. Just look at some of these unique designs. Fortune Cat Charm. I release a new series theme every week. But recently, the best-selling series are the Durian and Mangosteen paper clips and earrings. Best-selling Durian and Mangosteen paper clips. There's even a series for all you Star Wars fans out there. Just look at how cute Yoda is. Star Wars series, snowman earrings from Miss Dainty Co.'s Christmas collection." When asked whether she regrets leaving the corporate world for the creative online industry, Wiki said, "Although I may not earn as much as I used to when I was in the corporate world, the time and effort I put into my passion is definitely much more rewarding and meaningful. I intend to grow Miss Dainty Co., and I feel so happy to see other Malaysians enjoy my creations. If you're a fan of sustainable fashion and accessories, Miss Dainty Co. is definitely a store you should check out. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to place your order. FB, Miss Dainty Co. Instagram, Miss Dainty Co. Also read, meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Source, provided to WOB Source, provided to WOB Source, provided to WOB Source, provided to WOB Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.